Hey friends, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast is fueled by Riverside. Now, Riverside is my podcasting and now my YouTube video recording studio of choice, and they make it super easy to record remote podcasts and video interviews that look and sound like they are recorded in a million-dollar studio. Now, I started using Riverside because the sound quality was incredibly awful with Zoom, and sometimes myself or my guests would have really bad internet connections. And I found a great solution with Riverside because unlike other platforms that save your recordings directly to your cloud, Riverside saves it on your device first. And this helps maintain recording quality regardless of internet connection, which I love. So after years of recording with Zoom, I am so happy I made the switch to Riverside because the quality of my audio sounds so much better. And now I can also create AI-generated show notes with a click of a button. I can create clips for Reels and YouTube Shorts and for Instagram stories. I can also create a transcription of my podcast or even YouTube video and rewrite it for blogging purposes. The fact that I can streamline my podcast recording process and YouTube content creation process means the world to my systems and workflow love and heart. Now, if you are ready to have a seamless podcast or YouTube experience with Riverside, head on over to the show notes after listening to this podcast to snag my affiliate link and get Riverside for as low as $15 a month. So Dubsado is also another company that fuels the Systems and Workflow Magic brand on a daily basis. If you are new to owning your own business, you'll quickly discover that having a great CRM tool, which is a customer relationship management tool, is an essential component to running the back end of your business, especially if you're working one-on-one with clients. Dubsado's mission is to help you automate your work, grow your business, and get back your time with powerful workflows. Now, there are tons of CRM tools out there, and it's hard to know who to trust. But what I love most about Dubsado are the people behind the business, because they go above and beyond with customer support because they want you to run your business seamlessly. Yes, even as a small business owner. So if you are looking for a CRM tool that will not only house your workflows, invoices, questionnaires, contact forms, proposals, and so much more, you can get started with Dubsado if you go to the show notes, and you can get a special code for 30% off your monthly or yearly subscription when you use my code DollyDeLongEducation, all one word, at checkout. This is the easiest yes for your business because Dubsado will work for you while you are away from your desk. Again, head on over to the show notes and use code DollyDeLongEducation at checkout to snag 30% off your yearly or monthly subscription. Welcome to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast, where I help entrepreneurs go from scattered to streamlined in their creative businesses. I'm your host, Dolly DeLong, a wife, a mom, and a photographer turned systems educator. Join me every week as we have conversations centered around creating tactical workflows and automations in your business. Now, let's make some strategic workflow magic. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. I am your systems and workflow BFF and guide, Dolly DeLong. And today I have a very special guest on the podcast. So my guest is the brain behind my brand design, and she has helped me create a more cohesive story for both Dolly DeLong Education, which is this podcast, and all of my digital courses and products and bundles and summits, to Dolly DeLong Photography, which is the other side of my business. And so for the past year, I have had more cohesiveness thanks to her. So I have Abby Powell on the show, and Abby is a wife, a mom, and a church planter. She is also a computer science nerd turned brand website designer. She specializes in overall brand aesthetics and creating a consistent brand recognition across all assets and platforms. I can definitely attest to that. And Abby believes that branding can be easy and simple, but it does require strategy to be effective. She helps women take their marketing to the next level by creating strategic brands, wow-worthy websites, and easy-to-use, cohesive social media kits. So Abby, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're finally here.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so excited you're here. Did I miss anything in your formal introduction?
No, you nailed it.
Well, I 100% mean it. It has been a more cohesive year because of your help and expertise in like branding and strategy in my business. And so I really do owe so much thanks and gratitude to you. So I'm really excited to introduce you to my audience and just help my audience understand more foundations, more systems in setting up a cohesive brand, because I've experienced it. I'm on the other side of it and I'm still growing. I'm still ebbing and flowing, but I feel like everything is coming together for my business. And so I really want this for my listeners. So really, I just really want to chat together on how we started this cohesive brand design journey for me. And I know you have some really tactical and strategic points you want to share with my audience. So let's just start from there.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, we've built a really awesome brand for you, and it was a rebrand. You actually already had a brand established in some capacity and were like, I just need to get everything looking like it goes together. And your brand is actually a little bit unique in that you serve two very different audiences and have two very different parts of your business, different departments, if you will, under kind of one big umbrella. So we got to take a unique approach to your brand and rebrand design, which was really fun and a fun challenge. And I think we did a great job, and you have been able to really use all those pieces consistently over the last year. And it's been amazing to watch you do that. And really, one of the goals that I had going into your brand design was to build, I think you already said, like the foundation of your brand so that you can grow and scale with this brand, that your business can grow and scale with the visuals that we're putting to it. So I think that is something that I would love for people to think about in terms of branding. Is it's not just creating a logo and picking a bunch of fun colors. It's creating this foundation of who you are as a business turned visual aids. Those visual pieces should help support who you are as a business. And so I think the first thing people need to know about branding, especially rebranding, if you're coming back to your business and reevaluating who you are, is deciding who you actually are as a business and as a personal brand or as a product store or a service that you're offering to people. You have to decide who you are and who you want people to see you as before you can create any kind of visuals, which you came to me with a very clear understanding of who you are as a business and who you serve and why you do it. And so those pieces have to be established before you can do any visuals, which was really awesome because you came to me saying, I don't know what this is going to look like, but I can tell you who I am and what I do, and I can tell you what it's not going to look like. And that's actually really helpful. And people may not realize that they may not be able to articulate what it is they want it to look like, but if they know what it doesn't look like, that's actually really helpful. Because that's how our process started, was I don't like this and I don't want that. And this is who I am. This is who I serve and what I do and why I do it. And we built from there, which was really great. Not everybody gets that. Some people have to work really hard to establish those pieces on the front end. So that's how our story started, which is really fun. And I just also wanted to make a point about cohesion, that once you establish the strategy behind who you are as a business, and then you can start making decisions on some of those visual elements, cohesion doesn't necessarily mean that you take those pieces and you make every single graphic the same color, or you put the exact same logo or icon on everything. That's not really what cohesion means. Cohesion means that you create this series of elements, of visual elements that may be colors, it may be different versions of your logo or patterns, icons, the fonts you choose and the way you use them. Those are kind of all of those elements. And you make all of them where they look like they go together. So that's what cohesion means, is mostly that all the pieces that you're going to be using look like they belong together.
Yeah.
So if you pick some random Canva template that has some like fun looking things, and then the next time you pick a different one, those pieces may not feel like they go together. So people will be confused by them. Cohesion also just doesn't mean that all your Instagram feed is going to be the exact same color from here on out. That's not the same thing, right?
Yeah. I'm glad that you differentiated those two, because sometimes I get so hung up on, oh, I need to keep everything the same. But it's true. When you delivered the final brand, I don't even know what to call it, the brand guide to me, you put different elements, like you showcased how I could still make a cohesive brand story, but showcasing how to do it with different elements, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, some use cases or potential ways these things could be used. Yeah, because it's also not helpful if I just say, here are your elements and they're in a zip file and you're like, great, what do I do with them?
Yeah,
how do I use them? That's not going to get you very far. But yeah, if you can see this ribbony element goes with these things over here and maybe with these kinds of colors, and then this maybe pattern can be used on top of or behind these elements over here. And that's a great use for something like that. Kind of teaches your brain a little bit more like what to do with them. Because you did tell me a couple times, these are great, I love them, I don't know how to use them. You're going to have to teach me that.
Yes.
And so I'm glad that you feel like confident in using those, because they're not helpful to you if you're like, I have them, don't know what to do with them, but they're there.
You're very pretty and they're there. Yeah. I guess I'm going to take us back a little bit, because I want the listener, I'm curious, Abby, I know you shared this with me personally when we were working together, but how did you get started with a brand and website designer? Because you shared it in your intro, you're a computer science nerd. And so that is two different sides of your brain entirely.
Yeah.
So I am very curious for my listeners to hear, what got you started as a brand and website designer?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I went to college for computer science, and I walked out thinking, this is the lane I'm going to live in. But I also have a digital marketing, digital design minor. So my brain has varied the two from the time I was little bitty. Like, I was a crafter, DIY, like creative brain, but I have a very logical problem solving approach to the way that I think or see things. And so in college, I married those two together with the like digital arts and computer science. And then just through different jobs and the way that the Lord has taken my life over the last several years, the opportunities he's given me, I've gotten to dip my toe into both sides. I've been in the coding world and I've been in a full-time graphic designer. And then website design married the two of those. But as I started to get into web, I realized that a lot of people who needed websites really needed branding first, because they really didn't have, they're just like, I need a website so people can interact with me or book me or whatever. But they didn't really have branding. And a lot of people would come to me saying, like, oh yeah, just make me a logo. And I started to see how that just really didn't serve people very well. And my brain says, okay, if we're going to do a logo, we need to think about the strategy. Like, before I knew that's what we were doing, those strategy questions were things I was asking my clients. And I just fell into that by word of mouth, by people that knew me and knew what I did, that I kind of had just had my hands and feet in a lot of different areas that I was probably capable of just figuring out how to solve the problem they needed. And then I actually fell in love with it. And I actually started to train and to learn how to do those things well and efficiently. And I learned some of the psychology behind why we choose some of the colors that we do or fonts, and how those things read differently to your brain. And that's something I wanted to talk about in a few minutes too. But I accidentally fell into it and loved it. And then I saw a need for it, and the opportunities just kept coming. And so that's how I've ended up where I am.
I love it so much. Thanks for sharing that and resharing that with me, because I forgot like half of that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So we spoke about what brand is, what cohesion is, and what it's not. So can you hit up on, like you shared earlier, you like hinted at this, like reading fonts and like what certain fonts and brand colors, like how this all plays together.
Yes, absolutely. So the two things I would say about why cohesion is really important is, one, for you to know who you are as a business, and then two, for your audience to know who you are as a business. the psychology behind how your brain is going to read all of those visual elements is really important for both of those pieces. The strategy we were talking about just a minute ago about who you are as a business first is really important, that you establish all of that, you know all of that on the front end before you create the visual branding, because then we can go in and say, you, Dolly, you're like, my brand is, I want people to be confident in me. I want them to trust me. I want them to know that I am like a stable figure in this niche, in this world, that I do good work here. I know what I'm doing. And I need people to perceive that of me by the things that I put out.
Yeah.
And so we kind of established these things about your business, like who you are as a business and who you serve and why you do it. And then we picked some of the additional branding elements, the visual pieces that would represent those things, right? So we have this beautiful orange, yellowy, sunshine yellow color that's bright and fun, and it's inviting to people. And we also have this navy color that's not black, because black can be a little, it can be a little bit too harsh for, I think, what your brand was. You're more approachable, and it also represents authority. And then we have this really pretty pale blue color that also is creative and calming, and it gives people like a sense that they're going to be safe here. And so like we chose your colors very, very intentionally. And that's just part of what we do with branding, you know, especially strategic branding. If you have someone who's going to do the strategy behind your brand, they're going to look at all the pieces that you give, who you are as a business, and then they're going to say, these colors represent that. And with you, with our branding project together, we had a couple of colors that we were like, these colors could also accomplish that same feeling. But then I presented some to you and you're like, that one's not me. I don't like that color. I don't want to be that color. That's not it. And so the good thing is there's a lot of colors, right? There's a lot of options. And we went through that's part of what the process is, narrowing down what colors accomplish the thing that we're trying to accomplish. And then also which ones of those feel like they represent you as a pure personal brand. A lot of what you like as a person also represents and reflects in your business, which makes it a little bit easier. So that's how we process through the colors, and fonts kind of work the same way. So you've got this specific tone of how you speak to your audience, what they're going to, you know, you want to translate that from when they read your captions on social media to when they go to your website, when they book a call with you, the emails they're going to get. And then when they hop on a discovery call with you, you want that tone of voice to be translated all the way through. And so the copy you choose will do some of that. The actual fonts you choose will also do some of that, because, you know, we chose a combination of serif and sans serif fonts for your branding. And some of that helps, again, reinforce that authority in the world that you're in, but it also gives some modernness and some like approachability. And then you have this fun, like scripty thing that also helps just bring some of that like lively personality to your brand. And we chose those very intentionally, that they go together. They don't feel disjointed. They feel like they match and they represent who you are as a business. And then when people get on a call with you, they're going to feel like they've already had that connection, because they all very intentionally go together.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. And I would also ask you, Abby, if I have a listener listening in and they are like beginning stages of their business, they don't yet have an established brand identity, meaning they don't yet know, they're still throwing spaghetti at the wall, because that's totally, I think that's totally normal. Like the first year or two or business, like you're figuring it out. You're figuring out like who you want to serve, how you want to serve, who do you want to talk to, all this stuff. And so what do you suggest a person do in the very beginning stages of their business? Because I don't think it would... This is my opinion. I don't think it's wise to invest like in a brand strategist day one of your business when you don't even know who you are and who you're serving.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that's probably not the best way to spend the resources that you have at the beginning of your business journey. So I would say that you could do a very similar process to what we're talking about on a smaller scale, and do the strategy part yourself. And it's going to just be a little stripped down. It's going to be scaled back. But I would say that you go through and just think about who you think you are right now as a business, where you stand right now. And if you're just starting out, maybe you literally haven't booked a client at all yet, or you are like literally not even posted a single thing on any social media platform, like you are literally at the beginning, then maybe you just envision this as who you want to be, who, you know, how you want clients to perceive you. And then just make yourself a little mini version of this brand identity that we're talking about. And that could be as simple as picking three colors, maybe four colors. Maybe you have like pretty standard would be like a good light color that doesn't have to be white, a good dark color that doesn't have to be black, but they need some strong contrast. And then maybe an accent or two that don't strongly compete against each other. And then just say like, this is the brand identity that I'm going to commit to for now. And just give it a test run. And maybe you pick a couple of templates from Canva and you doctor them up a little bit that feel like they fit the content you're wanting to share. So maybe not the visual aesthetic, because Canva is one of the best tools I feel like we have for entrepreneurs right now in terms of creating visual consistency. And so maybe you just pick a handful of those that fit the content you want to share. So layout wise, you can adjust the colors and you can adjust the fonts and just commit to those brand standards for yourself for a period of time. And as your brand continues to grow, as your business continues to grow, you can modify it and adjust it a little bit. And maybe another practical thing would be just like, as you modify, as you grow or scale, not making really drastic changes to some of
that. I'm guilty of that. I'm very guilty of that, listeners.
A lot of people are. It's really hard when you have shiny object syndrome. Yeah. To say, oh my gosh, that neon color is so fun and it's really in right now and I want to test that out. Or, oh, these people over here are using these really fun templates. I want to try those out. Or maybe if you can avoid shiny object syndrome, I know it's so hard, but that would be a really good practical tip, is to pick a couple of colors that feel like they represent you as a brand or as who you want to be as a brand, and just stick to them for a little while. That will help just establish that the consistency, that cohesiveness, using the same colors. Like I said, it doesn't have to be the same one color in every single graphic, but maybe if you're using the same colors in across all your graphics consistently, whenever you use the blue, you use the same blue. Whenever you use this pink, you use the same pink. Those kinds of things would be really helpful, at least for a period of time, until you do feel like maybe you're ready to invest in even templates that maybe you purchase that are a semi-custom brand or a brand designer who's going to do like a much larger strategy for you. I definitely agree with you though, and I want to reemphasize what you said. That is not a thing that I think people need from the beginning all the time. I just don't think that's where you need to spend your money at the very beginning, when you can accomplish some of those things on your own while you try to figure out who you are, because you have to figure out who you are as a business and as a brand before any of those other pieces are going to serve you well.
Have you heard about my new favorite marketing system, Engie? Engie is marketing software for small business owners who have to do their own marketing but aren't marketing experts, which is most of us, right? It has everything you need to find clarity about your marketing and get consistent with it, because not only can you create a marketing strategy customized to your business in minutes, you also get the tools you need to then do your marketing strategy with tons of recommendations and guidance. It's like having a marketing assistant in your pocket, and I love it. So if you've been looking for a way to feel confident and organized about the precious time you spend working on your marketing, you should definitely try Engie out. Go to www.engie.co, that's E-N-J-I, to learn more, and click on the link in the show notes if you want to get 15% off of your first 2 months after your free trial. With Engie, you can totally begin a marketing system that works for you.
I also want to like affirm any listeners who are listening in, you might be in the messy middle of your business where you're growing, you've already grown, you've already established yourself, you know who you are, you know what you want to serve, and now you're at a crossroads, a fork in the road, I don't know what to call it, where you're like, okay, No, I need to niche down a little bit more and serve this audience. And you might have to let go of several things. And so this is where your brand might have to evolve. And Abby, I'm throwing a curveball at you right now.
Okay.
I did not prepare you with this, but what would you say to the business owner who is at the crossroads, where they know what services are really successful and then what they
what kind of is, I don't know how else to say, is like excess baggage, excess fat. Like they just need to get rid of it. There's nothing bad about it, but it's just not helping them. It's hindering them. So what would you say as a brand strategist for them to then work on?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say, I would definitely just affirm what you're saying. If you are in the messy middle of that space, then it's going to be really mandatory that you get rid of the things that aren't serving you well. Yeah. And that may be for your branding, it may look like things you've been using for the last several years, or it may look like just honestly scaling back a little bit. It may just be like taking a step back and, like Dolly said, just really stripping down services you're offering, but also maybe stripping down some of the like brand elements that you've been using, and just give yourself a space to hit the reset button. That is a really great place to bring in a strategist, a brand strategist, or a graphic designer, maybe to help you just reestablish some new templates to use or some new elements to reintroduce. But you're going to have to do that stripping back first to be able to reintroduce new things. And it may not be a full-blown rebrand. Mm-hmm. It could be. Potentially, that is a good place to do that if you're going to try to reposition yourself with your audience as a new directive or a more narrow niche. That is a good time to do some of that rebranding. But I think a good first step would be to just scale back on some of the brand things to be able to reintroduce some of the new or the more narrowed down pieces.
Gotcha. Thanks for letting me throw that curveball at you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we got off track. Sorry about that. But how would you encourage a listener to organize, have a system for this new brand and how to maintain the cohesion? Because for me, I look at having organization on the back end of my business. That in a way is a system. And I know you helped me establish a really good like brand design kit, but then you also helped me organize it. And so I then immediately put it into action because you had a system down for me to organize it. So do you have any tips for my listeners as far as that goes?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I 100% agree with you. If you are not organized, you're going to have a really hard time staying consistent and keeping your pieces cohesive. Trying in some capacity to use organization tools that make sense to your brain will be your best friend. So very practically, that could look like all of your logos live in a drive, a specific folder in your Google Drive or Dropbox, wherever your files storage system is. That you have it labeled and you know where to go to find those pieces. If you have a VA helping you, they know where to find those pieces, that each of those files is labeled clearly, like this is the primary logo, this is the sub, you know, the subheading font size, whatever. Like you have everything labeled where you or someone else can come into your file system and find the pieces they're needing for whatever it is that they're creating at that time. So very practically, just the organization of the actual files themselves is going to be helpful. And then secondary to that, again, I would use Canva. I would use Canva Pro. It's going to be your best friend. Set up your brand kit. That is going to be like a saving grace for you because you don't have to go digging through those files every single time. Some of that will already live inside of Canva for you. So you can set up all your logos that you use, and maybe you put in there just like the main ones that you use, not every single version, because that would be a little bit overwhelming, especially if you have a VA or somebody coming in to help you that's not quite as familiar with all of those pieces. So the primary things you're going to be using on templates, I would put those in your brand kit. I would put all of your colors in your brand kit. That way, every single time you're creating something, like I said, if you're using blue, you use the same blue. If you're using black, you're using the same whatever, the same dark color. And that will help with that cohesion tremendously. Mm-hmm. You're not having to remember hex codes. You're not having to go look them up. They live right there inside of your Canva account. And then I would also say with Dolly, with you, we created these really fun templates for different use cases. So if you're familiar with Canva, if you already use it, you'll know that you create like one file size at a time. So we created one whole template folder that's just square graphics. And it's like all the square graphic templates for the podcast, for this freebie kind of content or educational content or whatever. All of the templates that are in a certain size live in one Canva file, and that has its own folder. Yeah. So all your templates live in a folder. Each template size lives in its own Canva space. And then every time you go to create graphics, you're like making a copy of that and you're using the templates that are already in there. You have all of your fonts set and the sizes set. You have spaces for photos already established in these templates. It'll make your workflow faster. Also, it will help the consistency. You always have those same logo in the same space and the same size on these kind of graphics, whatever, things like that.
While you were talking, I decided to open up Canva so that we can like give a real-time example to a listener. Yep. So what Abby was sharing is like immediately when she walked me through my new brand identity, cohesive design for Dolly DeLong Education and Dolly DeLong Photography. And keep in mind, Dolly DeLong Education is the podcast. It's now the YouTube channel. It's summits and bundles and digital product education, all with the theme of systems and workflow education. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in Canva right now. You guys can't see me, but I'm in Canva and I created an individual folder and it's called podcast folder for Dolly. So this is just like I took all those elements and then Abby walked me through, okay, these are the elements for your podcast. So I was like, okay, I'll make a podcast folder. Mm-hmm. And then within that podcast folder, I have a blog banner. I don't know why, Abby, I know nobody else can see this, but on Riverside where we're recording this giant thumbs up just came up. So that distracted me for a second. So within this folder for podcasting, she created me blog banners because she knows I like to create blog posts that correspond with every podcast. That's an image. And then Instagram stories, because I like to push my viewers on Instagram to my latest podcast episode. So I need something visual. So that's another folder. A third folder is featured blog posts, which is entirely different size itself, but it's the same elements, but that same size. Let's see, real cover photos, because I also have an Instagram strategy and I like to do reels to talk more about my podcast. Email header templates for my email service provider, which is Flowdesk. Pinterest folder. And then for me, I know for podcasting, my podcast requires like a thumbnail. So they are through Acast. So you created me essentially podcast thumbnails. And so this is all within one folder. And this is all for the podcast brand of Dolly DeLong Education, which is the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. And so this was just like a percentage of the brand identity. And if I had just like taken it and not allowed Abby to guide me through, okay, this is how you divide it up, I still would not have any cohesion. I would be confused. And I'm so glad like you helped me develop a system of organization for myself. Like literally, Abby, it takes me 1 hour every podcast to do the marketing because of this versus the 4 to 5 hours it would take me. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I would definitely say that having the brand strategy and having even the brand kit in Canva, your actual visual pieces is part of it. And then having a designer come in and tell you how to use it and teach you how to use it, create templates for you that, you know, you can easily swap the colors and swap the photos and change the titles. And it will just serve you really well long term, I think, to have one, it makes it so much faster for you. Like your workflow is so much quicker. And then the organization, though, I mean, you could have all of those pieces. And if they're not organized, it's going to take you forever to find them. You're going to be frustrated and not want to use them. They go hand in hand, I think, to be able to use them well is they have to be organized. You have to find them. You have to know how to use them, know where they are, and then be willing to just stick in the little guidelines you've been given.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I went off on the tangent of like, I just wanted to showcase your expertise like on even the podcast, and it's helped out this podcast in so many ways. So thank you.
Good. I'm so glad. That's awesome.
Okay. So I know we are a little over 30 minutes. I could just talk to you forever about how excited I am about my new brand for the past year. I guess it's not new anymore, but it still feels so exciting and so fresh for me. And again, I'm going on another tangent. So Abby, please forgive me. For those of you who are listening in, you know, I love leading the Systems and Workflow Magic Bundle at least once, if not two times a year. And I just ended it earlier this February. And Abby even created a brand kit for the Systems and Workflow Magic Bundle and Summit. And so that way, whenever I have a new theme, a new summit, or a new bundle, I can go into that brand kit and I can quickly create graphics and whatever templates I need to create for all of my contributors and affiliates who are part of the bundle. And that has been a lifesaver for me, so I don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is one thing we really wanted to be able to do with your brand, is to create a really good foundation. And as you grow and add things, because you knew that was a plan that you had, you just didn't know all the pieces.
Yeah.
It would just continue to grow with you, which you've been able to do beautifully. So that's awesome.
Thank you, Abby. Okay. So as we wrap up, do you have anything else to say about just like brand cohesion and just setting up a system for yourself either early on or when you're in the messy middle of growing out your business even more, specifically when it comes to brand?
Yeah. One last thing I would say that I think you did very quickly once we established some of your visual pieces is go into all of your software platforms that you're using and update your colors, update your logos, make sure that on your email marketing, your CRM, your invoices, your course platforms, any project management systems you're using, anything that's client facing or audience facing, that all of those pieces are the same or look the same, use the same colors, from buttons to fonts to just the logo that's in the footer of emails. That will also just help with consistency off of the social media platforms. Just looking anywhere that you have touch points with clients or an audience, try to make those things the same across all of the different platforms as best you can.
Awesome. That's actually a really good piece of advice to end on, because I have noticed that a lot of it, like even myself included, I will include myself in on this, that platforms that I started using in the past, but I'm not as active on, let's say for LinkedIn, for example, like whenever I jump on there, I noticed, oh, I need to update my my title and also my branding, because it does not match what I'm putting out on Instagram or my website or Pinterest, which are platforms I am active on. And so that was like, that's a good reminder right there, because somebody might find you on one of those platforms that you used to be on, you're not as active on, and then they click on it and they jump over to your website. And then there's like a psychological disconnect. Wait, is this the same person?
Yeah, and we want to eliminate as much of that confusion as possible. We want people to quickly be able to connect that you are the same person across different platforms, so that they know, recognize you, and they trust you ultimately to want to work with you.
Awesome. Okay, this just like merges into the next question. Abby, how can a person find you and work with you? Are you taking clients? Like, what does it look like to work with you this year and in the future?
Yeah, that's awesome that you asked that. I am on social media a little bit, not a ton, but I am Abby Powell Designs on Instagram. If I'm on social media, I'm hanging out there. I'm also abbypowelldesigns.com. That's where you can probably connect with me the fastest, is my website. I am taking clients right now. And I also have a Pinterest template freebie that's very similar to the templates we were talking about we've created for your brand, that can be customized for someone else's brand. If you go to abbypowelldesigns.com/free-Pinterest, I'm sure Dolly will put it in the show notes.
I will.
Yeah, that would be, that's just a great resource that I've created that kind of goes along with what we've talked about, is giving people an opportunity to just have strategically designed templates for Pinterest, for blogs and podcasts, other content that you're pushing out. Yeah, those are great places to find me.
Awesome. Abby, thank you so much for being on the show, for being on the podcast. And I really just appreciate all the hard work you've done for me. And so I'm excited for people to get to know you more.
Awesome. Thanks, Dolly. I've enjoyed being here.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, listeners, after listening to the show, I want you to do several things for me. I want you to go and find Abby on Instagram, start following her. And if you are in the middle of needing a new brand identity because you have established your brand, you've established your business, you know who you serve, who you are, but now you need to have more cohesiveness, then I really want to encourage you to reach out to Abby. She is a gem, a true gem. So I want you to do that. And then the third thing is, of course, go download her freebie, and I will be sure to link it in the resources and in the blog posts that corresponds to this episode. So until then, have a streamlined and magical week, you amazing muggle you. And I will talk to you all next week with a new systems and workflow related podcast episode. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. You can find full show notes from today's episode at www.systemsandworkflowmagic.com/podcast. If you are loving the podcast, I would be so honored if you could subscribe on your favorite podcast player, leave a 5-star review, and share it with another business friend who also needs help with systems, workflows, and SOPs. Be sure to screenshot this episode, share it to your stories, and tag me at Dolly DeLong Education over on Instagram. Until then, go and make some strategic workflow magic. We'll be right back.